And good morning and welcome to the Snow Nose Gardening Show on this beautiful Saturday morning. It is beautiful out there. It's got a little bit of a fall nip in the air, but it's just, oh, it's a beautiful day. It's going to be a nice, comfortable day to work outside. The sun is shining. We've had some dry weather for the last several days, so things aren't quite so muddy out there. We got some rain coming in toward midweek, which would be perfect. Water in anything that you get planted out in the garden today, so it's going to be a great day to get out there and do some work. This is the Snow Nose Gardening Show. This is the longest continuously running garden show in the world. We don't know of anybody anywhere that's been doing it longer than we have. Been here since the spring of 1950, bringing you the latest and the most up-to-date information on anything having to do with your lawn, your trees and shrubs, your flowers, your houseplants, anything with leaves and roots, or anything that crawls around on things with leaves and roots, we can help you out. So give us a call at 977-1070. We would be glad to take your calls and questions. And that really is what it's all about. We're here not just to impart information to you, but to also help you out with problems that you're having specific to your garden. So if there's something that isn't working well for you, or something that's working really well for you, give us a call, and we'd love to hear about it and see what we can do to help you out. My name is Norm Carlson. I'll be here for the next, about an hour or so. Well, 45, 50 minutes, give or take. But just give us a call at 977-1070, and be glad to help you out with whatever challenges you're running into in the garden this morning. Got a lot going on. This is a busy time of year in the garden. Lots of things happening. And we'll talk about some of those in just a minute. We've got a phone call, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Good morning.
I just said I want to know about Burfordy Holly.
Okay.
You've answered already. So am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
This holly is 5 to 6 feet tall. We need to cut it back severely. Is it safe to cut it to, say, 1 foot? And I want to know the time to cut it, and then if it needs feeding.
Okay. Yeah, Burford hollies respond very, very well to pruning.
Now, this is cutting way back.
Right. And a foot is going to be pretty drastic on it.
So what would be the next lowest height?
Well,
from 5 to 6 feet.
Right. You can take it on down, and you could probably get it down to about a foot. It's going to be pretty drastic on the plant.
Uh-huh.
But like I say, they respond pretty well to pruning, so you're probably going to be okay with
but
it.
But it's safer to put it, say, 2 feet from the ground.
That would probably be a little safer, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then when is the time to cut it back?
Ideally, if you can wait that long, I would wait and do it about the last week in February or the first week in March.
And then does it need feeding?
I would give it a light feeding. One of the things that you don't want to do is when a plant has been stressed out by being pruned that hard,
uh-huh,
feed it too heavily, because then it stresses it even more, because it, it's wanting
to... So just lightly feed.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Hello, yes. I have a question about chrysanthemums.
Okay.
I have some that are fine and others that have all these black leaves all over them, and they're just the flowers left. And I was wondering what that might be, if it would be a... fungus or something?
Yeah, there's several different fungal diseases that mums can get. Some of them that are root diseases. Some of them that are on the foliage. Sometimes a little bit too much water can do that to them. Although with overwatering, they typically will look like the plant just kind of collapsed. The leaves will still be kind of green, but they'll be more of a grayish green and just kind of hanging rather than turning black. The other thing that can happen to them also that can cause them to do that is if they get exposed to a little bit of cold, but we haven't had enough cold weather to do that yet.
It kind of happened throughout the summer. I didn't pay much attention to it until I realized they were all black now, and I was wondering if I should just dig them out or what.
Well, no, I'd go ahead and leave them, and when they start to come back and really start to grow next spring, and after you've pinched them a couple of times, the end of May, first part of June, I'd start spraying them with a fungicide like Daconil,
okay.
And hopefully that'll keep them in check.
Great.
And keep the disease under control. Clean up real good around them as you finish up with them this fall after they finish flowering. Cut them way back to the almost to the ground. Leave that little rosette there, and clean up all of the leaves real well around it, and get those out of there, and that'll help to prevent that being a source of additional infection for next spring.
Great, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And I have one more thing.
Sure.
You had suggested I cut back my giant staff phylum earlier on this spring, and it took me a couple of months to do it because I was so scared to do it, but I did it, and after about a month or so, it is starting to sprout out, and I thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I'm glad you gave us an update on that. I remember talking to you about that. So it's coming back from the
it is
from down around the base.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Keep us updated on it and let us know how it does.
Okay. Thanks. Bye bye.
Take care. Our number is 977-1070. If you have a question that you would like to ask, a lot of things going on in the garden. A lot of things that are getting ready to kind of be put to bed for the season. A lot of things this is the time of year to be doing them, and a lot of things that you may not normally think about doing this time of year that this is an excellent time of year for. And one of those things, of course, is putting in new plants. A lot of people think that the planting season is over the end of May, first part of June, when it starts to get hot. But we're lucky enough in this area, especially, to have what they call almost a second spring, when you can come in and do a lot of planting in the fall and get as good or better results than when you plant in the spring. And that's true for a lot of things. It's true for trees, shrubs, any major landscape planting that you do. You actually can get great results planting now with a lot less work than what's required to do the same kinds of things in the spring. Planting it now, you're going to have 8 months before it really gets hot. So 8 months before you really have to worry about serious drying of the soil and everything. We're getting good regular rain now through April and into the first part of May. We'll be getting pretty good regular rain. The soil's going to be fairly moist, so there's very little supplemental watering that you'll need to do. You may be able to get away with watering things once or twice from here on out, and the plants will be in great shape and off to an excellent start. Plus, before they have to deal with that hot, dry weather, they'll have had 8 months worth of time to grow roots and to get established and get used to their new home and really start to get a toehold in the soil. And that's really the key, is getting that root system established and getting that off to a great start. A couple of great ways to be sure that you do that. Number one, to plant in the fall so that the plants have a chance to go through that long establishment period before they have to deal with all of the summer heat. Even though the plant's not growing on the top till next late March, early April, you won't see much top growth on the plant. There's still a lot of things that happen down under the ground. That root system will still be growing and still maturing and getting out into the surrounding soil pretty much all through the winter, unless we have a real, real cold winter with a lot of time when the ground freezes and things like that. You'll have a great opportunity to get that much of a head start on growing the roots. The other thing that really, really helps to get that root system established is something we don't often well, we don't talk about often enough, and that's using a product called Rootmaster as your plant. And by watering the plant, it's a liquid fertilizer, well, fertilizer rooting solution, really a transplant solution. It's got more than real fertilizer. It's got rooting hormones and things like that in it that when applied to the plants, really helps them to generate new roots. It literally, on a hormonal level, encourages the plant and stimulates that new root growth so that you get new roots being generated, particularly with bald and burlapped plant material. That really is a big help because they've lost a good portion of the root system when they were dug out of the field. So anything that you can do to encourage new roots to grow is a huge benefit. And the Rootmaster does a great job of that. It's got some of the same hormones in it that are used by plant propagators when they start new cuttings. They treat the new cuttings with these hormones to generate root growth at the bottom of the cutting. And these are the same hormones that are in the Rootmaster, and they do the same thing when you water the plants in with the Rootmaster. They stimulate that new root development down there in the soil so that the plant has a chance to really take a hold and get going a whole lot faster and a whole lot stronger when you first plant them. So a couple of great tips to get plants off to a fantastic start with a minimum of effort. Just plant them in the fall and then water them in with Rootmaster. The other thing Rootmaster does a tremendous job with is anytime we're transplanting, moving plants around, which is going to be something that the season for is coming in, you know, the next week or two. We'll really be into prime transplanting season for a lot of the established plants that you may have in the garden. You may be kind of in the wrong place. I mean, things are a little crowded. You need to move things around. The Rootmaster will do a great job at helping to get those new transplants established in their new home as well. So just something to keep in the back of your mind as you're doing some of these things. Work some of that Rootmaster in with the plants. Water them in when you first put them in. And then, a couple, three times throughout the following month or month and a half, 2 months, to try to really get your plants everything that they need to get off to a good start, because that really is the key. Once they're in the ground, there are some things that we can do to help them along, but nothing like what you can do before they're planted and at the time of establishment with Rootmaster and with adding organic matter like the Jolly Gardener garden soil to the soil, really working that plant bed up, getting a good soil environment for the plants to grow in. That really is almost more important than anything else, is making sure that you've got a good foundation for your plants to grow in. And, you know, you can't put enough, you can't say enough for getting that foundation established and getting that good, healthy soil for the plants to grow in. It makes a huge, huge difference, and something that's very difficult to duplicate later on. So as you're putting new things in the ground, make sure that you do everything that you can to improve the soil and get them off to a good start. Our number is 977-1070. If you have a question that you would like to ask, one of the things that I want to mention before we get too far into the show and I forget, we run out of time. Next Saturday, October 15th, starts our annual fall festival. And what's so great about that fall festival is the snow dough that you've been accumulating as you come into the garden center all year long is redeemable during our fall festival. So starting next Saturday, October 15th, and running through that entire following week up through October 22nd, you'll be able to redeem your snow dough for up to 50% of anything that you buy in the garden center. You can come in and buy mulch, you can come in and buy fertilizer, you can buy trees, shrubs, annuals, pumpkins, corn stalks, all of the things that you need for Halloween decorations. We'll even have some of our Christmas stuff out. We're starting to get some of that out and set up. It just takes so long to get everything out and set up and put together that we're we're getting started on it now. And, you know, unfortunately, most of the places around town have. Seems like the season gets earlier and earlier every year. But we'll have some of our Christmas merchandise out that you can use your snow dough on that as well. So, like I say, starting next Saturday, October 15th, and running for the whole following week through the 22nd, you'll be able to come in and use your snow dough for up to 50% of anything in the store or out in the nursery. If you can pick it up and carry it, or if it can be picked up and taken out to your home, you can use your snow dough on it up to 50%. So in other words, if it's a $100 plant, you can use up to $50 worth of snow dough, $50 cash. You'll be able to get a great deal on this. Is a lot of this stuff too. I mean, it's not old, tired, leftover stuff that we're trying to dump and get out of here. We've got a lot of stuff that's brand new. As I say, being such a great time to plant this time of year, we've got new truckloads of material coming in all the time. Donna's got a huge stack of purchase orders on her desk of plant material that's going to be coming in the next couple of weeks, both for landscape projects and for sale in the garden center. So we'll have lots of beautiful fresh trees, shrubs. We'll still have lots of great-looking mums, pansies. We used to call it the Pansy Festival, but everybody thought that was all you could use your snow dough on was pansies. But you can literally use it on anything. And we'll have a great selection of brand-new healthy stock for you to use it on. So come out and see us. Starting next Saturday, you'll be able to do that. We'll have all kinds of other stuff going on, too, that we'll tell you about. But we hope to see you then. Mark that on your calendars. Make sure you don't forget. We always have people that miss out on it. But be there next Saturday through the whole next week to redeem your snow dough. We've got to take a break for the news, but we will be back in a few moments with more of the Snow Nose Gardening Show here on News Radio 1070 WINA. Welcome back to the Snow Nose Gardening Show. I'm Norm Carlson on this beautiful Saturday morning. We're taking your calls and questions at 977-1070. Anything having to do with your trees and shrubs, your flowers, your lawn, your houseplants, if it's got leaves and roots, give us a call and we'll help you out with it. We've been doing this longer than anybody we know. I've been here since the spring of 1950, and we'll get you some of the best local information that's available. An emphasis on local. We're right here in Charlottesville, been doing it in this area for 99 years. I haven't been here that long, but Snows has been here for that long. I've only been here for, almost a quarter of that. That's kind of scary too. but anyway, we've got a lot of experience doing it here in the garden, and that's one of the great things too. We're not, you know, we're actually out there every day doing it, all over the area, from Nelson County up to Greene, and from really the valley over to Louisa and everywhere in between. So we can help you out with just about anything specific to this area, stuff that works here. Stuff that we don't have to adapt from somewhere else, but stuff that's tried and true and tested here. So we've got a couple callers on the line. So good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Good morning, Norm.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing great.
Okay. I have a question concerning the new lawn.
Okay.
It's in an area where there are lots of trees, and it has just had its first treatment, and the grass is beginning to come up. But now we're beginning to get the leaves on the lawn. This needs to be removed, and I know I can't rake it. Would I be able to blow it lightly, perhaps, because it gets heavy later on?
Right, yeah, that's going to be the best way to go at it. You know, and it's going to take kind of staying on top of it pretty regularly, but blowing it real lightly, you'll be able to keep those leaves off of there and keep them from building up and smothering out some of that new grass.
Right.
And at the same time, be able to get the leaves off of there without tearing up all that hard worked for new seeding.
Well, I'm trying to avoid walking on it as well.
Right.
So you think just the light blowing would take care of that?
Yeah, that should do a great job. And the other thing that's really going to be a key is making sure you get all of them off there before it rains, because when it gets rained on, that makes them really hard to get off of there.
Okay, well, that was my concern also. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
Well, you said a little while ago you hadn't lived here, or you didn't feel like you lived here for 99 years. I do. Especially after I get finished working in my yard.
Oh, I tell you.
I seem to ask this question to you all every week, every year, and I always forget it. What's the best time to start pruning the crepe myrtles and the hydrangeas?
Crepe myrtles, you can do a little bit of thinning and that kind of thing now. If you're going to be doing a lot of severe pruning on them, I like to wait and do that right before the new leaves come out in the spring. Because one of the things with the crepes, they're kind of borderline hardy in this area. If we have a nasty winter, which we've been lucky, we haven't had one for a while. Had a little bit this past winter when we had that real hard early cold snap in November and December. But if we have a lot of really hard cold weather when it gets down close to zero and maybe a little bit below, which is not unheard of for around here, you can get some dieback, some winter kill in those crepe myrtles. So I like to wait and let any of that's going to happen before getting in there and doing a lot of hard pruning on them. I've got one at the house that I need to cut back to stiffen it up and clean it up a little bit, and I'll probably do it mid to late March, give it a chance to get through the winter before I really get in there hacking on that thing.
Okay. How about the hydrangeas?
Which type of hydrangea do you have? Do you have the Nikko Blue that get the big blue flowers on them, or?
No. I have Limelight.
Okay.
That's similar to that.
Right.
I also have Oakleaf.
Yeah, Oakleaf you can get in and work on pretty much any time.
Okay.
And Limelights will be fine doing it now. Again, maybe doing a little bit of thinning out and taking out some of the weaker growth that's in there, maybe heading them back just a little bit.
Yep.
But you want to make sure that you don't cut into them too hard. One of the things that happens with those is you end up taking off a lot of the flowering wood for next year if you get into them too hard.
Okay, great. That's what I needed to know.
All righty.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you. Everything going good with the lawn?
Oh, yeah. They came out, and you guys came out and aerated and dethatched and seeded, and now it stopped raining.
Always.
Which is the way it is every year. But they're calling for some rain this week. It should be good. It should be perfect, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be great conditions for getting it up and going. So
I can't wait to see those little suckers just start coming up through the ground again.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Hey, take care, man.
Right, bye.
Have a good one. Our number is 977-1070 if you have a question that you'd like to ask. And one thing that I want to give everybody an opportunity, Corbin's raising money for the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA with the annual Critter Ball that's coming up on October 29th. It's hard to believe that's just a few short weeks away. It's, three Saturdays from now. And one of the things that he's doing to raise money for the SPCA in conjunction with the Critter Ball is we're having a kind of an on-air auction each week, and we've got a great item that we're auctioning off this week. You can call us in here at the show at 977-1070 and put in a bid on 4 tickets to the Virginia Tech football game, which is coming up next Saturday. They're all 4 tickets are together, so you can go as a group. And in conjunction with that, we've got 4 passes to one of the premier tailgate activities available for the game, and that will be in the hospitality tent that's on the on the patio of the UVA Aquatic and Fitness Center that's right there next to the stadium. And it really is one of the premier tailgate activities that is available before the start of the game. So we've got four passes to that, along with four tickets to the Virginia Tech homecoming, or not Virginia Tech, the Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech game next Saturday. It's homecoming. Be here at Scott Stadium. They're all four tickets together. So you get four tickets to the football game as well as four passes to the tailgate party at the Aquatic and Fitness Center. So you can call up and place a put in a bid. All of the money that's raised, every cent goes to the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA and helps Corbin try to win the Mirrorball Trophy for the Critter Ball, which takes place October 29th. All of it to benefit the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA. So give us a call at 977-1070. You can put a bid in on those tickets and tailgate passes and help out a great cause in the process. So got that going on. Plus, as always, taking your calls and questions. We had one of the previous callers was talking about dealing with leaves that are falling down onto the newly seeded areas in the lawn. Seeding season officially ends next Saturday as well on October 15th. So in this area, you can typically get by with going a little bit beyond that, but if you've got some seeding to do, this is going to be really the last of the prime time to get that done this week between now and next Saturday. So if you haven't had a chance to do it, get in there, get that done. You'll still have some excellent, excellent results, but time is getting short. So get in there and get that done between now and next Saturday. And like I say, you can stretch it out a little bit longer if you need to, but ideally you want to have it out of the way by next Saturday. We've got another caller on the line. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Hey there, Norm. It's Denise Hood.
Denise, how you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Well, I want to ask you a gardening question, and then I want to talk to you about our auction that we're doing for Corbin Rocks the Rover.
Okay.
But let me ask you the question first. I went outside, and I was looking in I have this little flower box that I usually keep pansies in.
Okay.
And I need to get some new ones because my ones from spring are just not coming back. I was pulling weeds out of it, and there was something in there that had thorns. And it was obviously something that just floated into the box because it wasn't anything that I had planted. And I thought, let me pull this out. And I thought, are there weeds with thorns, or is it something good that I should leave there?
No, it's probably weeds. There are a couple different weeds that that'll have some pretty nasty thorns on them. It could be just some little seedling blackberries that get dropped over in there. The birds love to snack on those, and then they get seeded everywhere. The birds.
That's what I was thinking, that maybe they were blackberries.
Yeah, that or there's, and I cannot for the life of me remember the name of it, but there's a vine that I get coming up in my beds out in front of the house that has some pretty gnarly thorns on it. I got to be really careful as I pull that thing up because it'll tear you up if you're not careful. But it just comes in with the wind and the birds and the critters deposit seeds all over the place I doubt that it's anything good. It's probably just one of those little weeds.
I'll pull it out before it gets too gnarly then.
Yeah.
So the Georgia Tech tickets are very, very popular. Everybody's been real excited. We've actually already bid out two Georgia Tech tickets that were donated to us from a woman named Christine Blinko, who won online on the Facebook page, Corbin Rocks for Rover Facebook page. And these four tickets are great, and the tailgate that is right by the Aquatic Center on that patio, they have it catered, and it's so nice. So right before the game, you go and you get some food and drinks, before you get it again, so you can make a day of it. So hopefully we'll get some bids on that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that really is probably the premier tailgate activity at the game, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been to it a lot, and only because with my marketing, I happen to work with people at UVA a lot, and they have a really nice spread, and it's just swanky, almost swanky. But anyway, so hopefully Corbin's really working hard to try to get some donations for the SDCA, and he is rocking, and he is hoping that he'll get all the support he can get. And we've got lots of other things coming up too that we're gonna try to use to get more donations. And we're having did Corbin tell you about the T-shirts we're doing?
He did not.
We are doing Corbin Rocks for Rover limited edition T-shirts right now, and they are going to be cool. And I will post them on Facebook soon so everyone can see them. But we're gonna try to encourage people to give a donation to get the T-shirts. So hopefully, getting more money for the SPCA and giving something really nice in return, just like we're doing with the auction.
That's right. It's an opportunity to help out a great cause and have a whole lot of fun in the process, being able to go out there and see what should be a great football game and enjoy some great food and rub elbows with some great people at the pregame, the tailgate as well.
Yeah, I like to say we put the fun in fundraising. So we'll keep trying to do that. But I'll let you get back to your gardening.
I appreciate you calling.
And thanks for the chat. And you do all right. Hopefully we'll get some money today.
Let's hope so.
Thanks, Norm.
Hey, thank you.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye now. You know, number is 977-1070 if you'd like to put a bid on the four-pack of tickets to the Georgia Tech football game next Saturday, along with four passes for the tailgate that's over on the patio at the Aquatic and Fitness Center. Just give us a call at 977-1070, and we'll get you entered in the bidding for that great football ticket package. And all the money, again, goes to a terrific cause, to the Charlesville Albemarle SPCA, and taking care of all of the animals and the great work that they do over there, helping keep everybody healthy and happy in with all the pets in the animal kingdom around in the area. So again, number is 977-1070. If you'd like to put a bid in on the tickets, or if you have a gardening question. A couple of things, you know, as I was saying, we've got you've got just a short time to really take advantage of the optimal weather to put down grass seed. The other thing that you want to do this time of year is fertilize your lawn. If you haven't had a chance to fertilize already, you really want to get that first fertilization down as early as you possibly can. It's, you know, be honest with you, for the first one, we're a little bit late, but you can kind of piggyback onto the second one, which is it's prime time for the second one right now. And if you missed out on the first one, you can go ahead and put the second one down at about 1.5 times what the normal rate is, and then do the same with the third one in November, and you'll be able to make up for missing it. So you haven't lost out. You still get in there and get those great results. Fall is the time to fertilize your lawn, so get out there and get working on that right now. We've got a caller on the line. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Good morning. I'm wanting the bidding to start on the wonderful things you're offering today in the auction. Has anyone called at all yet?
Not yet.
Oh, well, this is embarrassing, but I want to start the bidding anyway at $50.
Okay.
I know it's worth much, much more. But at least maybe it'll get the bidding started.
That's right. That's a great place to start.
Corbin's worked so hard. So.
He has. And like I say, it's a great, great cause.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
excellent opportunity to help, like I say, help out a good cause and have a lot of fun, too. So
this is
where you really can put the fun in fundraising.
Right. It's a win-win thing.
That's right.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we've got an opening bid of $50 for the tickets, and it's four tickets, a four-pack of tickets for the Georgia Tech football game next Saturday. Plus four passes to the tailgate extravaganza over next to the Aquatic and Fitness Center as well. So if you'd like to put a bid on that, we've got an opening bid of $50. And like I say, that's an excellent, excellent value. You've got a chance to get a great deal on tickets, plus a... That's our. We got a bid from the hall at $50. We already got a $50 bid.
Oh, you're at 50?
Yeah, we're at 50.
We'll go 60.
Okay. All right. We got $60 from the hall. All right. So we got the $60 bid. So give us a call at 977-1070 if you'd like to up that a little bit. This is a great opportunity to get in on a great deal. Go see a great football game, enjoy some great food, and help out a great cause in the process. We've got just a couple more minutes, so if you want to get in on that bidding, hurry up. Again, our next Saturday starts our fall festival out at the Garden Center. We'll be taking your snow dough in starting next Saturday, so you'll be able to get some great deals on some beautiful plant material. We've got another caller online. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Good morning. I'll make that 70.
70. Great. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our bid now is $70 for a four-pack of Georgia Tech football game tickets next Saturday. It's the UVA homecoming game. You'll be able to go to the game as well as enjoy some great food and drinks at the Charlottesville or the UVA Aquatic and Fitness Center right next to the stadium. It's one of the premier tailgating events at the game. So you come out and just have a ball and raise some money for the Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA and a great cause in the process. In conjunction with the Fall Festival next Saturday, we will have all kinds of stuff, some beautiful new fresh plant material that you can come in and save a ton of money on. We've got lots of pumpkins and gourds and corn stalks to do your fall decorating with. We'll have some of our Christmas items available. We've got just a ton of just beautiful plant material out there, annuals and perennials, a lot of beautiful fresh pansies. And this is the time, if you haven't gotten your pansies in now, this is a great opportunity to get those in, save some money on those as well with your snow dough. Pansies are such a great addition to the garden. You can put those in now and enjoy them right on through next spring. And they give you probably, of all of the annuals that you can plant, these probably give you the most bang for your buck of any of them. So it's a great opportunity to come out and save some money on those as well, starting next Saturday at our Fall Festival, when you can redeem your snow dough for up to 50% of your purchase. And of course, if you don't want to wait that long, you can always come out and do it this week as well. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show. Caller, are you there? Hello, you're on the air. Chickened out. Give us a call back at 977-1070. Again, our bid for the four-pack of tickets for the tailgating party at the Aquatic and Fitness Center and the Georgia Tech football game next week, which is homecoming here at Scott Stadium. Our lead bid right now is $70. Give us a call at 977-1070. We've got just a couple of more minutes, and then we've got to wrap things up. So get that bid in right now. We've got about 3 minutes left, so you don't have much time. 75. We've got another bid from here in house, $75. So give us a call at 977-1070. Let's get some money raised for the SPCA. A couple other things I wanted to talk about. This is also an excellent time to start planting bulbs. We've still got a tremendous selection of bulbs in the garden center. You can come in and put those in and There's really a great selection of bulbs available. Even, you know, for some spring color, even if you have problems with deer, there are lots of things that you can plant, a lot of bulbs that you can put in that the deer won't bother. So it gives you a great opportunity to add some spring color. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What can we help you with this morning?
I was calling about your tailgating tickets to make a bid on them.
Okay. What would you like to bid?
$20.
Okay. Actually, our lead bid right now is $75.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Good morning. How about 85?
85. All right. That puts you back in the lead.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you. And our number is 977-1070. We've got just about a minute and a half. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Yes, I can bid 85.
We've actually got an $85 bid. Can you do 90?
And I'll do 90.
All right. 90 it is. Thank you so much. Let me get your name.
Okay, my name is Ann Shipe, S-H-I-P-E.
All right, Ann. If you're the winning bid, and we've got just a couple of more minutes left to go, give us a call right after the show ends. We'll get all the information in for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show.
Another bid.
Okay. All righty. What's your bid?
95.
95. All righty. And your name?
Donna.
All right, Donna. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Gardening Show?
Yes, I'm calling to bid on the football tickets.
Okay. All right. What's your bid?
110.
110. Oh, great. And your name?
Gene Ardu.
All right, Gene. Okay. We've got just a couple of seconds left. If you're the winning bid, just give us a call right after the show is over here at the studio. We'll get all your particulars and get those to you. All right. We've got just a couple of seconds left. It's a beautiful day to get out and work in the garden. Come by and see us at the Garden Center. We've got lots of stuff available, beautiful trees and shrubs and stuff to add to your garden. It's absolutely a great time to plant and get a lot of work done out in the garden today. Take advantage of a bye week, no football game today, to be able to get out there and get some things done and enjoy this great weather. So we hope to see you out at the Garden Center. That about wraps things up for this week. But we'll see you out at Snow's. And if not, we'll be back here next week with the Snow Nose Gardening Show. Take care, everybody.